Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jack Caglione Day to all of you in Kansas City on this wonderful Tuesday. Now I know what that feeling feels like, fellas, on a Tuesday, because I am there. I am ready.
Oh, it's too early on a Tuesday for that, waking up in the morning to a nice treat, man.
I just want to win, Jen.
If you're having your Tuesday shenanigans before 6 a.m., God love you, man. You're off to a great start for the day. Hell
that's
yeah.
A really good threesome.
That sound about to come to you live next Tuesday against the Yankees.
1 week from today, he's at home. But more importantly, he's playing tonight and you're going. And I'm excited for you to get the head on I-70 and catch up with Cody and his friend. And you guys can watch Jack Caglione in St. Louis. You were talking about crowd size out at Kauffman Stadium when we were talking about, I don't know how that topic came up in conversation during the pre-show or whatever we were discussing. Oh, because Jack Caglione's coming in next Tuesday. You're like, school's out. People are starting to go away. And I was telling you, my friend Joe sent me a screenshot of one of the ticket websites yesterday. He says like $79 is probably the cheapest ticket right now to get in for next Tuesday night at Kauffman Stadium. He said it was one of the cheaper ways to get in to the stadium. That was for like a right field, kind of on the side of the outfield, you know, past the foul pole type for next week.
Oh, next season,
I don't think, and that's what I was gonna say, I don't think people in St. Louis necessarily care. This may be the first time, though, there's more Kansas City people in the crowd than there are St. Louis people in the crowd, because as we know, people aren't going to games over there because they're fair weather fans, and when their team isn't in first place, they decide they're not going to go to the games.
I think there's other reasons,
but they're winning though.
They are.
You know, that's the thing. They're winning right now. I was just reading a little bit of an article on them before we started the show about how good their May was, and they're like, hey, we're ready for, you know, they got a grind, I guess, coming up in June, obviously with the Royals and whatnot to start the three games there. So they've got a big grinder of a schedule coming up. But fans, you know, thought they were going to be bad. They're a better baseball team than anybody thought. But I think this may be the first time that we have a possibility of having more blue inside Busch Stadium than there is going to be red there, because we have something that's important that's happening tonight, and the Cardinals just have a random Tuesday game in the beginning of June, you know, where they weren't playing for much at the beginning of the year. People made their plans. There's probably not a lot of people that had these games circled in St. Louis to go, and then Jack Caglione gets the call up, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of blue in that crowd going over there or already living there or whatever the case may be. I think we're going to see a lot lot of Royals fans in St. Louis for the next couple of days. And I think that's a really good thing. Give them a taste of their own medicine.
Yeah, you mentioned there wouldn't be a lot of people in St. Louis there for the Cags thing. But I will tell you this, because of where the baseball card industry is, there will be a lot of kids out there waiting for an autograph with Bowman Chrome ones and base cards and all this and wanting Jack Caglione's autograph, because his autograph on a card, you know, maybe for a St. Louis kid, he could flip that card and make money to get more of what he's looking for, because the Cardinals have a big guy in their system. JJ something, I can't remember his last
Dynamite.
Name. Yeah, right. No, but he's a guy they're seeking. Okay. But yeah, like, but that's the thing, is that like the industry that is baseball is bigger than the game itself outside of the actual game, which is where Jack Caglione has thrived. Yesterday, just being in breaks on the card world thing, there were guys trying to promote, you know, bidding higher on cards, because they're like, hey, the Royals are still here, because you can bid on, you can do an auction, right? And they spin a wheel and you have a chance of getting the Royals. And if you might get Milwaukee, you might get Cincinnati, but you might get the Royals. And as it gets lower and lower and the odds get better and better, the prices go up. And the guy was like, hey, Caglione makes his debut tomorrow. And you could see that thing go from, it starts at a dollar and it just shoots to like 50, 70, 85, 90.
Is this like those old penny auctions back in the day where people were getting like iPads for 50 cents? And like, look, I got an iPad for 50 cents.
No, you didn't.
No, you did not.
Yeah, it just kind of depends on when you get into a room or how many people are out there. Because you can also just like auction bid on teams
virtual
themselves.
Room, I'm assuming, right? Yeah. So there's no fisticuffs with like old comic book card guys or anything like that?
No, just a live chat, and then a guy rips the cards on a live camera on his phone, and then like he'll, you know, cover if they're worth it, then you get your cards in the mail if it's something successful. I did land a Jack Caglione.
Oh, so
Caglione
they don't
yesterday.
Send them to you, though. Somebody else opens them, and then they send them to you after they open them.
Yeah.
I like the thrill of opening the cards, man. That was always the fun part, and going real slow
and
you
seeing
who
that,
you're going to get.
But you know, there's Richards that go and hoard them all, so you can't buy them on the shelf. So you either buy them on Amazon, which you can do.
Oh, I see. I thought maybe you spin, then they mailed it to you, and you got to open it yourself and see what happens at the end of the day. But no, baseball cards help the game. I mean, that's how I truly got into baseball when I was a kid. It was baseball cards. I mean, you knew every nondescript loser that played the game back in the day.
Right.
I mean, I got this box right here of all these cards. I guarantee you pull a bunch of them, I can tell you from the 80s who these guys were. I'd love to have this happen in baseball today, where every kid knows every rando baseball player, right? Not just the big name guys, but like the Michael Masseys of the world, or the MJ Melendezes of the world, or the guys that don't make a big impact, but you knew who they were when I was a kid. You knew who all these, you know, backups were because of the baseball card industry. So if it has that kind of effect on people like it did when we were growing up, then baseball's in a really good spot with the card game. The problem is it's $75 a pack and the kids can't really get into it, right?
Right.
Pack of cigarettes or a pack of baseball cards, which costs more these days. So it's crazy, but it's going to be fun to see, you know, Jack Caglione out there. I'm interested to see the crowd that is surrounding like the area to get his autograph before the game, because I don't know if you heard what the Red Sox did yesterday or the day before. They've got a top prospect now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the guy's name. He's up at the big league level. He's one of the top prospects in baseball. It's going to drive me nuts. So there are so many people waiting for this guy. They buried him in the clothes barrel and wheeled him out to the bus.
Like Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Like Taylor Swift and the popcorn machine, or those old NFL commercials where that creepy guy was like sleeping in the laundry basket, you know,
Roman Anthony.
That's who it was. Yeah. Yeah. Roman Anthony.
They have him and Marcello. Those are also two very sought after cards.
Yeah. So Roman Anthony, they wheel out in a, in a laundry basket yesterday because so many people were standing there trying to get the dude's autograph. I understand that if you're Taylor Swift, nobody really knows who Roman Anthony is. You're a baseball player. You ought to be out there kissing babies and taking names and doing what you can to grow the game in that situation. That's a BS move by the Red Sox to hide that guy, especially for a 500 team since 2018 that really doesn't resonate much on the radar screen for a lot of people these days. You got a superstar. Put that guy out there. Let him sign the autographs. And so I bet Jack tonight he's out there signing every autograph, being the great human being that he is and growing the game. And Jack Caglione, I mean, if he starts off fast, Dusty, we talked about it yesterday with the All-Star game and all that. this is the perfect face for Major League Baseball. This is the guy you've got to embrace and wrap your arms around and love this guy up, because he is going to be a guy who brings people to the party. I just watched a Met guy fall out of the batter's box.
Oh, yeah. That's Pete.
Was that Alonzo who fell out the box? Jack, don't do that tonight.
No, it's
Jack Facts.
It is fun. So, yeah, you mentioned I'll be going there after the show, heading to St. Louis, going East I-70. Get there a little early, try to go out in right field and see how the batting practice goes.
You think that Hample guy is going to be there? Have we heard reports of this loser showing up?
If he is, I won't be doing the show tomorrow.
No, probably not. You'd be in a St. Louis jail. And I got to be honest with you, I'm not going there. Really, yeah. It's St. Louis jail. Emo's Provel and watching Cardinal baseball.
But no, so I'll get that. I'll make my way over to see where he does. Normally it'll probably be by the dugout, which is where he'll probably sign autographs, see what the crowd looks like there, get some shots.
How do they do it with the Nets now? Like, do they open the sides like they did for the Bananas, where they let the guys kind of run up? Or
that's
like,
an interesting question. I'm not really sure, because you can't get like cards or even baseballs through those little squares.
Yeah,
of the Nets.
So you got to throw it over, and then
I don't know what to see where they do that at, because I'm not really sure. I'm not really an autograph seeker. These days, but
you're
an
adult.
You
let the kids get the autograph. Yeah. Like, if you rip one out of a pack, fine. I get all that.
Yeah.
But if you're lining up and elbowing children out of the way to get an autograph of another adult, you're a loser. And there's just no other way to put it. You're a total turd.
Well, and athletes are smart. They know.
They know now better than they've ever known before.
Yeah, like, once you're over the age of, like, 25, because when Gold and I were in Omaha, there was this guy, we were standing on the stairs watching Jack come back, and this guy was just kind of like, hey, Jack, autograph, six-year-old son, Jack.
No, where's the six? Where's the six-year-old son?
Where's the guy?
Come on, man.
Guy's in a tanker, 15 teeth missing, just smiling Bush Light.
I bet you had a 6-year-old son.
You think Jack's that dumb? Come on now.
Yeah.
But no, it is exciting. It'll be a fun time. Cody and Gold are doing their show from St. Louis today.
What kind of douche dad leaves his 6-year-old son at home to go watch Jack Caglione in Omaha to play baseball?
And then you get the autograph.
Yeah, like if you got a 6-year-old son and you're going to the game and you're like, maybe it was planned, you had a boys' night out. I get that kind of happens, but things happen. But like, if you just rolled to the game in your tank, smelling like Bush Light, as Dusty said, and you claim you got a 6-year-old son. Why isn't that son at the game with you, man?
Yeah, he wasn't, because he doesn't have it. That's why. that son doesn't exist.
Right. No, exactly. That's exactly what it was. Yeah. Guy's a turd. He's a loser. He's trying to get the autograph so he can pay rent.
But no, it'll be exciting. I'm excited to see when the lineup comes out where he's going to hit. My guess is that he's going to hit sixth. That's my guess. I think he's going to hit sixth, play right field.
I think that's what Vern said. Vern said fifth or
he
sixth.
Said fifth.
Yeah, fifth.
Dusty, you wanted him fourth. I don't hate that. I like the fourth one, quite honestly, the best because of who you're sandwiched in between. I think it makes a lot of sense. We'll see what happens, you know?
Right.
The order thing sometimes gets so overblown, you know, and I know these guys are creepy. Just get up there and swing the damn bat, put the ball in play. Let's go.
No doubt. So it'll be interesting to see where they put him in the lineup. Like I said, I think it'd be great to go Vinny, Jack, and then Sal, but then a lot of people shot it down. Lefty-lefty, doesn't make sense. Like, Bob was just kind of, you know, telling everybody there. But, like, I wouldn't mind seeing Garcia hit fourth, Cags hit fifth, Salvi hit sixth, Vinny hit
third. Who's leading off if you got Garcia fourth?
India still.
Still?
Yeah, okay. He's just your guy until, like, the end of June. If he's still not doing it, then you start, you know, give India the short leash on the active roster. But it'll be interesting because everybody's, you know, is excited. MLB Network's on it, ESPN's on it. Talking to a guy last night about it, you know, he said left-handed Pete Alonso. So power hitting left-handed. We'll see what happens. We'll see what the lineup looks like tonight with him in it as well, because Bobby's in there, obviously, still. We'll see if he can get out of a funk that he's in. Vinny, 350 in the month of May. He's still hot. Salvador Perez coming off a three-hit game. So you got that there. Mikel Garcia's still just been the guy all year.
How long do we give this before if the Royals don't score five runs, everybody loses their mind still, right? I mean, like, I can't wait, regardless of what happens tonight. Yeah. I can't wait to see the text line tomorrow morning. I think tomorrow morning has a great, great chance to be one of the best text lines that we've ever read after a Royals game. Because if he goes 5 for 5, he's the next Joe DiMaggio, or whoever you want to be. He goes 0 for 5, another bust.
Yeah.
What the hell was that? I mean, that, you know, it's going to be that, right? Even if he goes 0 for 3 or something like that, right? Guy's a bust! Because the expectation is for every guy that sits down tonight to watch this game, you're expecting and wanting this guy to do big things, right? I mean, it was like that. I go back to the Hosmer, day, and the first game that he had at Yankee Stadium. I went in going, man, let's get a couple of home runs, and you're really excited. Like, all of our expectations are going to be out of whack tonight watching this kid play baseball. Let's just watch him play and enjoy it, that we got potentially the next true face of the game playing tonight for us for the first time for hopefully a long time, and then we get the house that Jack built at 119th and all. Let's go.
I went to AA, home run, AAA. Home run.
Tonight
in Busch Stadium.
Who's pitching tonight for the Cardinals? Is it Wainwright?
No, we talked about it yesterday.
I know, but I can't remember.
Pallante? Remember you said Picante?
You said Picante. Pallante is the guy's name?
Yeah, Andre Pallante.
What do we know about Andre?
From what I was told.
Besides being a cheap champagne.
From what I was told, he was he's pretty decent.
Okay.
I think he's got
pretty
decent. He's got like a 3.4 ERA. Is that right?
How she looked, Dusty? Pretty decent.
Yeah, pretty,
you going back for more after somebody gives you pretty decent?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Because then tomorrow is Miles Mikolas. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
And he's actually had a pretty good season this year. So.
Yeah.
4.2 ERA for this year.
4.2 ERA?
Yep.
That's
hanging
pretty
around.
Decent. And
yeah. Decent, yeah.
Hey, it's a Cy Young candidate,
right.
You know?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.